The stock, this is getting on dictating on Brent Crozier. 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 Brent. Brent. B as in boy. Date of consultation 9/8/1959. I'm sorry, date of visit is 5/17/22, and the date of birth is 9/8/1959. Date of birth. Please make copy for Ryan Biggers. That's B-I-G-G-E-R-S. Ryan is R-Y-A-N-M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath, cough, and tickle in the throat. Next paragraph, his will tell us. This is a 62-year-old overweight male who has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, and some wheezing. Also has a past history for atrial fibrillation and history for atrial ablation. The patient has gained weight and he recently was experiencing symptoms of bronchitis and was evaluated at a walk-in center. Period. A chest x-ray done on 4/7/22 showed a chest CT done on 4/7/22 showed patchy infiltrates noted in the left upper lobe extending to the region of the hilum where there was hilar adenopathy. And the findings may be related to infection and pneumonia. An underlying neoplasm could not be excluded. And follow-up was recommended in 3 to 6 months. The patient has finished a course of antibiotics. He still has some symptoms of wheezing and chest tightness, but denied fevers, chills, or hemoptysis, or night sweats. He has been using an albuterol inhaler as needed. Next paragraph, past history includes history of atrial fibrillation, status post atrial ablation times 3. And he has borderline hypertension, denies diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies to shellfish. Next paragraph, habits of patient smoked 3 to 4 cigarettes per day for about 20 years. But prior to that, smoked about half a pack per day. Next paragraph, allergies to shell, I'm sorry. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents are alive in their 90s. Next paragraph. family is, system review of the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, he has no double vision or cataracts, he has sore throat, and he has no urinary symptoms. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing spells. He has nausea, and he has hay fever and asthma. Also has occasional chest pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations, no anxiety, no depression. He has no easy bruising, no bleeding gums. He has some joint pain, some muscle stiffness, no seizures, but has numbness of the extremities, memory loss, and blackout spells. And next medication list includes aspirin 1 daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Zyrtec 10 milligrams a day, and Lipitor 20 milligrams daily, fluoxetine 20 milligrams daily. Next, for a physical exam, this averagely built this moderately obese middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallidus, ictus, or peripheral edema. His blood pressure, 135 by 80, pulse is 88, respiration is 20, times 97.2, weight is 250 pounds, saturation 96. HGND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Next supplement number is no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds over the left mid and upper chest with scattered wheezes. Heart, the absence irregular, known as S2, with no murmur, and no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no rhinomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflex with 1+ with no gross motor depth, its cranial has a ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is left upper lobe pneumonia with hilar adenopathy. Number two is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number three is hypertension. Number four, history of coronary artery disease. And next paragraph, planned patient has been. Oh, and number five is depression. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to go on Zithromax 500 milligrams daily for 5 days. Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. A CT chest to be done this month. Chest to be repeated in 4 weeks, and a CBC IgE level done, and a complete pulmonary function study to be done, and a follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation, and copy for Ryan. Can you please also mention the patient may need to have a bronchoscopy if the left upper lobe infiltrate is persistent with hilar retinopathy. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Ryan Biggers, MD, BIGGERS, MD. Thank you.